This is Jim Speary. It's March 4th, 2012 at Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a Lieutenant Black Hawk pilot. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Holly Vance.
Can I call you Holly?
Yes.
I need to ask you this impolite question. May I ask how old you are, ma'am?
25.
Okay, and you're a lieutenant and a Black Hawk medevac pilot. How did this come about?
Well, I went to school, and I've always wanted to fly. I've always been interested in aviation and that area, so I went in and studied aerospace engineering, and then luckily the Army sent me to flight school, and that's where I learned to fly Blackhawks.
Where are you from? Where do you call home?
Home is all over right now. I'm originally from Philadelphia. I grew up in Texas. I lived in Arizona for 5 years while I went to college and before I went to flight school. And right now my house is with my husband in North Carolina at Fort Bragg.
Okay, there's only like 3 states left you haven't been to, it sounds like.
Pretty much. So.
Now, you mentioned your husband in previous conversation. I understand he has a very interesting career as well. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, we both met in college, and then we married, and then we both went to flight school. He's in the active duty Army, so he's stationed from Fort Bragg. He deployed about 6 months after us, and then he'll be home about 6 months after us.
He's a Black Hawk pilot also, is that correct?
He is, yeah. He flies air assault up in RC East.
Okay, so both of you, husband and wife, Black Hawk pilots deployed to Afghanistan at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good. We can talk on the phones every day in the same time zone, so.
So, you know, some couples have his and her, you know, Mercedes and or his and her bicycles. Is there a plan to have his and her helicopters in the driveway one day or the landing pad?
We think it'd be cool to build one, so might be getting a kit plane at some point.
If in the future there's children, my gosh, what are you going to get the kids?
Yeah, I don't know. They could walk to school.
So, you're part of the Arizona National Guard, is that correct?
I am. I'm with the Arizona Guard out of Phoenix.
Okay. So, you're deployed here with the New Mexico Guard and the Minnesota Guard, all doing medevac mission. Let's talk about this very unique mission that you do, life-saving Marines and as well as everybody else. Tell me a little bit about the intensity of this type of mission.
It's hard because I think what we do here is probably the hardest. It's the hardest job that there is, in the sense that we meet our patients at their most critical point in their lives. Their lives from that day that they get on our helicopter are forever changed, and we're just the beginning of that whole healing process that they have, whether it be, you know, their whole life, their whole limbs, their families. Everything changes from the moment that they get on that helicopter, and maybe that morning, maybe an hour before we get there, they didn't even know that it was going to be that dramatic. And so I find it very humbling to be a part of that process, but I think it's also, it's just a heavy burden, I guess.
You're a young lieutenant with a huge responsibility in a war zone environment, extremely critical, dust off community, picking up the worst injuries mankind can see. How does a young woman with this type of background studying aerospace engineering process all of this at the end of the day?
That's a really tough question.
Let me back up and say, did you ever think five, six years ago you'd be doing this type of thing?
Yeah, I think I've always known I was going to come and do something like this. I didn't know necessarily where or anything, but I'd been planning on always trying to do something important for my country and helping out, you know, fellow soldiers.
What do your parents think of this?
They're proud. They've been really supportive the whole deployment. They've, you know, always. They're taking care of my dogs right now, so that's.
Where do they live?
Dallas, Texas.
You're just all over the place. I mean, we really have mentioned a few states here, so you really have a geography background here.
Oh yeah, and then my in-laws are both in Vegas and Los Angeles, and they've been doing so much. I can't even. I mean, I'm so thankful for all the support that they've been giving me.
What does life after this mission hold for Lieutenant Vance?
After this summer, I have to get all my things together, and I have to find a new house, and basically, I'll be getting that ready for when my husband comes home.
Will you stay in Arizona?
I won't be able to. I would like to stay in the Guard, but I'm trying to figure out a way to transfer states so that I can be closer to my husband. And I'll be starting graduate school this fall. So.
What will you be studying in graduate school?
I'm actually going back for my doctorate in physics.
Yeah, in physics. Doctorate in physics. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean, that's just flat out amazing. That's very good. Is there anything else you want to do? I mean, there's not much left on the list here.
No, I think that's it.
You're quite a remarkable woman. I want to, again, because it's March and it's Women's History Month, what would you tell a young female, 18 to 20 years old, looking at coming into the profession that you're in at this very moment? What kind of advice or counsel would you give to them?
There's nothing more rewarding or really more important than taking care of those around you. And, you know, it's important to take care of yourself, but, you know, it's important to see yourself as part of that step in taking care of other people and being responsible for those around you and everything. So it's just, I think it's important to just always remember that there's other people out there and more important things going on in the world than, you know, what you necessarily just see in front of you every day.
How much time have you been able to spend flying here at Edinburgh?
I've been here for about a month now, and been flying pretty much every shift I've been on, so it's not real busy right now, but it's, you know, the weather is clearing up and stuff, so it might get busier.
People here say this is where the war's at. Comment on that?
I think it is. When you're sleeping in your tent at night and you hear, you know, an IED go off just outside the perimeter, or I mean, you know it's right there, and you know every time you take off, you know, you got to avoid, there's always an enemy threat out there and everything, so it's being very aware, because especially being a pilot, when we're flying, we're responsible for everybody on board.
If in the future you have a daughter and she's looking towards this direction to do something like her mother, what would you say to her?
I would support it 100%.
Do you think Daddy will?
I don't know, maybe.
Just for the record, what's your husband's name?
Jeff.
And his rank?
Captain. He's a captain.
Okay. It's really amazing speaking with you, and I would love to speak with your husband at some point in time and ask him the same questions. What's the one thing you miss about being home?
One thing I miss about being home is just doing the normal everyday things, just, you know, having my dogs and my husband and freaking having dinner together, and that's the stuff I miss, is just all the little things.
I'm going to ask you a difficult question. What's the hardest day you've had here?
It's really hard. I don't know if there's one day. I can't really say either that I've necessarily had hard days here. It's hard to say that I've had a hard day here when I've seen what days other people have had that we pick up. So it's kind of a hard question, I guess.
Lieutenant Vance, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything you'd like the rest of the audience that would be listening to this, whether it be in New Mexico, Arizona, or across the country, if there's one thing you'd like to convey to everybody, what would that be?
I just want to thank everybody for their continued support in these changing times. It's what keeps the troops going here, and it's important that we always remember everybody here.
Very, very good, ma'am. I've been finishing up speaking with Lieutenant Vance from the Arizona National Guard, a Black Hawk medevac pilot here in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, probably the busiest dust-off community in country. This is Jim Speary, March 4th, 2012, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh. Thank you, ma'am, for speaking with me.
Thank you.